Earlier this year, Green Mountain Union High School in Chester found itself in the middle of a national debate on transgender rights. The New York Times even wrote about the tiny high school in Vermont that was dealing with some very big issues. A local newspaper reporter had just come out as transgender when he was assigned the story. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Neil Allen is now editor of The Message for the Week, a newspaper out of Chester. He's in his office listening to one of his writers pitch a story.
He's like his service pony. He guides him all around the field and everything. It was really quite a story.
That's going to be fun to read.
It's mostly small town stuff.
And is that the person of the week?
Yeah.
Allen is transgender, and he says he began thinking about making the transition about a year ago. When North Carolina passed a law this year that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with the gender listed on their birth certificate, Allen wrote an editorial attacking the law. And that's where he came out as transgender. It was a big deal.
We're out in the public. Everybody knows who you are. If you're in the local newspaper, everybody knows who you are.
Soon after that, he stopped writing under the name Nancy Kavanaugh and changed his byline to Neil P. Allen. Then the story in Chester broke.
And, you know, I was out at that point, so people knew I was transgender. So a transgender person reporting on a transgender topic. Some would say, what better person? But then others would say, the worst person ever. Because it is such a hotbed item.
And it got hot at Green Mountain Union High School. Some students and parents protested when the administration said transgender students could use the bathroom of their choice. All of this was going on as Allen was living his first few weeks out in the public with a new name. He says it was a challenge as a journalist because he was pulling for the transgender students. And in the end, when the Chester students were allowed to continue using the bathroom of their choice, Allen shared in their victory.
So sitting there, it was difficult, but I was so proud of those kids. The kids who stood up and, you know, said transgender kids should be able to use the bathroom of their choice. They were so brave to be able to stand up and say, this is what's right.
Allen's in the very early stages of transitioning. He hasn't started hormone therapy yet. Any surgeries he elects to do will cost money and take time, so the transition is moving forward, but slowly. And beyond the Chestertown line, the issue isn't going away. Just this month, the federal judge in Texas blocked President Obama's directive to allow transgender students in public schools to use the bathroom of their choice. And here in Vermont, a policy that supports transgender students caused an uproar in Chittenden County as the new school year got underway. So, Allen says, he'll keep covering the story. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Chester.